Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of news happening around the country this week that you just might have missed. So Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio to tell us all about them. How are
Hello.
We doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Welcome back from your Italian adventure.
Oh, thanks very much.
I was very jealous looking at your stories. It looked beautiful.
Do you know, I was only I was in Italy for 3 days, but it felt like a lifetime.
Yeah.
I took the week off. I went to Ballyshannon. It was actually this day. God, it's this day 2 weeks ago. Went to Ballyshannon for a few days and then from Ballyshannon to Venice.
Similar places.
Exactly, yeah.
I reminded you of.
Very similar ethos,
like,
all right.
They say Monastrevin is the Venice of Ireland. So when I was in Venice, it reminded me of Monastrevin.
Well, I can tell you, I've no such fancy plans this weekend. What about you?
No, nothing. Father's Day Sunday, you'll make a bit of an effort with the dad, and that's about it, yeah.
Very nice.
Get a present. Yes, catchy jingle about chewing gum there. Talking about chewing gum for our first story in Galway. The bane of a lot of people's lives is the mess created by chewing gum. Kind of incredible, actually, that chewing gum is still allowed, is still legal, just because you know the mess it causes on footpaths.
Right, you think it should be totally illegal?
Well, it's just the litter it causes and for the environment, the problems it causes.
Now, in saying that, I don't know when I bought a packet of chewing gum.
No, I live on chewing gum. I constantly have chewing gum, but I don't throw it on the street.
Yeah.
There's a difference, I suppose.
Well, thanks for that.
The people of Galway are taking matters into their own hands. And the Connacht Tribune says the streets of Galway aren't as sticky as they used to be because the gum litter task force there has been flat out. And they say they've seen a 70% reduction in chewing gum stuck to the path. So what they do is they work with the local council to promote the importance of proper litter disposal. So they have education and awareness initiatives highlighting all of the environmental impacts that chewing gum can cause. And also there is a €150 fine if you throw gum on the street. How many people get caught for it, I'm not sure.
Oh, sure, I'd say nobody.
I would say not very many people. But according to the latest national litter data, chewing gum now accounts for just 8.6% of all litter. Still too much, but it was over a quarter. It was 26% of the litter on the streets was chewing gum, down to 8%. Now, 1 in 12 people are honest enough to admit that they still drop their gum on the ground. I'd say 1 in 4, 1 or 5 probably do it, but 1 in 12 admit it. And men are more likely, twice as likely to do so than women.
Right.
But in Galway, they're getting ahead of it and it's down 70%.
Good idea. From Galway to the tidy towns in Kerry.
Yeah.
What are they doing there?
Well, actually, we're staying with litter.
Good initiative, actually.
Yeah, we're staying with litter for this next story. Tidy towns groups are flat out this month because the judges are coming. And I actually see my local group in Naas every evening when I'm driving by. They're out picking up the litter. They're fixing the flower beds. There's also a woman in Naas, by the way, who every morning I see at 4 a.m. on the street picking litter as I drive through the town. That shows some amount of dedication.
Serious dedication.
I think her name is Josie, and certainly people are very proud of her in Naas. And they're also flat out in Kerry doing this because one Kerry town has launched a very novel idea that is hoped will get more people involved in the weekly cleanup. The people they want to get involved are tourists. So Ken Mayor Tidy Towns is asking tourists from around the world who visit the town on their holidays to join them in their weekly cleanup. And if you're a tourist in Kenmare and you start litter picking or doing whatever, you'll get a voucher for a local tourist attraction or money off a restaurant. And it's believed to be the first of its kind in Ireland, this initiative, and it's all about promoting sustainable tourism. The brainchild is Aileen Crean O'Brien, and the idea is to encourage visitors to give back to their communities and help them learn more about the town. Obviously, it helps promote Kenmare as well, and you get money off in the restaurants.
Nice.
Yeah, they do this in Copenhagen.
Okay.
Never in Ireland before, but there's a thing called Copenpay in Copenhagen. And if you volunteer in Copenhagen, you get discounted entries or vouchers to use in local restaurants. If you know any tourists going to Kenmare, Tuesday evenings, 7 o'clock, pick up a bit of litter, planting, weeding, painting, and you'll get a free tour of a local brewery, Crean's Brewery, or you'll get a ticket to a theatre or free coffee at some of the coffee shops.
That's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
Very simple.
More places around the country do it.
Now, which celebrity would you like to make contact with you?
The living world is a unique and spectacular marvel. Yet the way we humans live on Earth is sending it into a decline. Human beings have overrun the world.
a man who needs no introduction, David Attenborough. Yeah. Do you love David Attenborough as well?
He's fantastic, isn't he?
If anything happens to him, the whole world is just going to be devastated.
If nothing else, I even find his delivery is just so calming.
The voice alone.
Yeah.
Never mind the work that he goes into his shows. David Attenborough, very popular in Tipperary too, because he's just written to a local boy. So over the past few weeks, children from 2nd to 6th class in Monard National School have been honing their writing skills. Great to see the kids are still writing letters. Yeah. So they're practicing their letter writing by writing letters to people they admire. I noticed me and you never got a letter from any of these kids.
No.
Any proper celebrities, proper inspirational people.
But I was actually thinking there, why would they be writing to us as you're saying that?
Good question. Why would they? One letter was from Luke Ryan, who's a 4th class pupil, who's very interested in nature. And Luke chose to write to none other than David Attenborough.
Aww.
And he got a letter back, a handwritten letter
Stop!
Back from David Attenborough, which arrived last week. And in the letter, David Attenborough thanked Luke for getting in touch and told him about his latest documentary, Ocean. And he says he hopes that Luke would enjoy the letter. And apparently Luke is buzzing since he got the letter.
That's such a decent thing to
do. Absolutely.
And a handwritten letter.
Handwritten letter from David Attenborough. And the letter now holds pride of place framed in Luke's bedroom.
That is such a lovely thing to do. Fair play to him. Now, what's happening in Wicklow?
This is a horror story from the Wicklow people. You'll appreciate this because you always go on your holidays. So you'll be buying baggage.
Says himself, go on.
You'll be going buying luggage and baggage the whole time. Well, the Wicklow people tells us a Wicklow woman's jaw dropped to the floor when she returned from a local store with a new bag for her holiday in Spain, right? All grand, opens up the new bag and discovers a set of dirty dentures.
No! What?
Tucked away in one of the compartments of
the bag.
So
somebody had used the bag?
Yes, and put their dentures in it.
And then what, brought it back?
Yes, gave it back to the shop and then she bought it.
Did she?
So she's heading off. This is Lucy Kavanagh, right? And she's heading off to Barcelona for a lovely holiday. And she spent ages going through the rails at a local discount fashion outlet, found a perfect satchel bag for her holidays within her price range, went up to the till, rushed home to admire her new purchase. As she reached inside to remove any packaging from the bag, she realised that the bargain buy had come back to bite her, literally. So the bag cost £34.99. She didn't expect, though, a set of dentures, a top set of dentures that were all dirty, food dried into the
dentures. Oh my God, stop it, Jim. Sorry, for the first question, who's missing the dentures?
We don't know that. She says she nearly
got some sick. DNA swab now carried out in this.
She says she nearly got sick. She's like you. And she says it's the same as going home with a new pair of runners, putting your foot inside and there's a big dirty toenail.
Oh my God!
In the runners.
Stop!
So she got the dentures and she put them in a tub in her shed for safekeeping, and then she brought them back into the store manager with the bag in case they could trace it back where the original receipt came from. And what we're actually saying about this as well is it would have cost the person a lot more to replace the dentures than the bag actually cost. And then, just as a little kicker to this, Lucy then... There's more to this. So Lucy obviously had to get a new bag. When she touched down in Barcelona, her front tooth fell out. So she found the dentures. She could have used the dentures, actually.
Oh my God, stop it.
And now she's wondering whether it was a coincidence or some strange foreshadowing.
So did... I presume the shop returned the money and she got a new bag.
Oh, yeah, she did.
In lieu,
she did. And then her tooth fell out when the plane landed, so she could have used the dentures that she'd already given back. Just give them a clean. I know there was food.
Stop it, Chin. That is absolutely revolting. Now, from speaking of food, from that to this mad food story, I want to know what mad food dish or combination would you like to see added to menus?
Mars. With all the goodness of milk, glucose, sugar, and thick, thick chocolate. Big bar enjoyment and big bar value. Weigh it up.
A Mars a day helps you work, rest, and play.
Okay, so we're going to Loud for our next story. Equally,
I actually kind of remember the latter part of that slogan.
You're older than me, I don't remember it.
Not by that much.
Equally as
it might have been a replay.
Equally as disgusting as the denture story to me is this final story from Loud. I presume you've been to Scotland, have you?
Yes.
You've been everywhere else in the world.
Well, I've only been to Edinburgh.
Okay,
actually going to Glasgow next weekend, you'd be glad to know though. Yeah.
There you are. You can't possibly stay a weekend in Ireland.
Of course I'm doing it this weekend.
You didn't have the deep fried Mars bar when you were there, did you?
I have tried it once before summer, just did like a tiny little piece of it. So I'm not into this at all. You remember the dish Chicken Maryland? This was like a thing back in the early 90s, like fried chicken breast. And then you'd fry, like you'd get it in restaurants. It was a fried banana and a fried slice of pineapple.
I'm
just to see people eating this.
That's disgusting.
I just think it's the mad. I don't like or enjoy or even get the concept of frying fruit or you know,
chocolate
sweets at all. It's just not for me.
So you didn't like the taste of the Mars bar?
No, not for me at all.
Well, you don't need to go to Scotland anymore because they have it in Louth. The Dundalk pub Mochara has added the Scottish delicacy deep fried Mars bars to its menu. Alongside, there's a local speciality in Louth, red pudding, which has also been deep fried. Would you fancy deep fried pudding?
What is red pudding, first of all?
Just pudding that's red.
Like black pudding?
Yeah, but red. But they're deep frying that as well.
No, nothing that wouldn't do anything for me now at all.
This pub is famous for its quirky menus. And they already have, I love the name of these sandwiches, they have a Giovanni Trapattoni sandwich and they have a Heater Fitzpatrick sandwich, because the local TD was Peter Fitzpatrick. And they already have, so they have these sandwiches and they've mad pizzas. But now they've added a heart-stopper menu with a selection of deep-fried dishes guaranteed to give a cardiologist nightmares, we are told. The owners say people are always asking us how many calories are in our sandwiches and no one really wants to know. So we thought, how could we add even more calories?
Oh my
and
God.
That's right. They had the idea.
The calorie counter in this menu is going to explode.
So they had the idea, let's deep-fry them instead. So two of their best sellers, they decided to deep-fry. They came up with deep-fried pepperoni pizza slice. I'm kind of into that. I think that could be nice.
Nothing. Pizza does nothing for me in the best of days anyway. So.
And now they're deep frying Mars bars there, which is served with ice cream. And in honour of the local delicacy, McCormick's red pudding, there's deep fried red pudding from the town's oldest butchers as well. And the owner, Killian Mulligan, says, they say you should only eat one deep fried Mars bar in your lifetime, but I had two the other day and they're delicious.
Well, top marks to Mochara in Dundalk for the innovative names anyway. I'll give them that.
Yes, and they want to give cardiologists nightmares.
Deep fried Mars bar do nothing for me. We'd love to know from listeners today, what is the most bizarre fruit, food, sweet you've ever consumed that was deep fat fried?
I've never tried any of those. You'll have to.
I'm not. Maybe Chicken Mary. That's a fairly common thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I don't think it's in menus anymore now, though.
No, it's not. No.
It's a bit like a Chicken Kiev.
Yes.
Chicken Kiev or Chicken Kiev?
But you don't say that anymore. Or Chicken Cordon Bleu, which I remember was everywhere on menus, and now you can't get it anywhere.
Ever. Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter, back Monday morning at 6. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.